that we focus on the form of religious order, which is founded on the idea that man could do something to earn merit from God. But even in the church today, this type of idolatry still resurfaces in just a separate of form. It resurfaces whenever the doctrine of good works obscures the doctrine of objective justification by faith. It has resurfaced when people in our own church today become despondent or feel like second-rate Christians because they lack some spiritual gifts or some good works. Then people are idolatrously looking to something that they can do and not to Christ as their refuge in time of need. They may look to something that they do or are good and for a refuge in time of need, whether it's the Pharisees' righteousness of the law, the religious orders of Jesus, or good work by people today. Men become guilty of idolatry. What man is guilty of idolatry when his God is not right? Only despondency and despair can fall. Only the feeling of being a second-rate Christian will fall. But while men have always proclaimed the need to do something for themselves to solve the fearful problems in their life, faith, on the other hand, proclaims the message of the things which God has done. Jesus was being the good friend, a friend of tax collectors and sinners, because he brought to them the message of what God had done for them, especially since they had done absolutely nothing for their own salvation. Whether it was dining with a tax collector or speaking to a Samaritan woman, Jesus brought to them the message of God's forgiveness of sin, and not the message of what they needed to do for themselves. When Jesus forgave the sin of the sinful woman in today's text, this perhaps only Simon even more than Jesus allowing the sinful woman to touch him. Remember that those at the table began to indignantly protest, "We are going to even forgive sin." But contrast their response to the response of the sinful woman. He was not indignant, but rather, he looked to Jesus with love and in faith as his rescue in time of need. In Christ, he had everything necessary for his salvation. Today, God is still doing that. He is still forgiving sin. He is for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ. He does that in baptism, in the Lord's Supper, and in the words of the gospel. We have everything necessary.